Hello, everybody. Tim Dwyer from South Australia back again. And yes, it has been a while since I'd put out a video. A couple of reasons for that. One is been very, very busy with our hydrogen business. And also been crook for a couple of weeks. So yeah, spent a fair bit of time in bed and coughed and spluttered my way through it and had more instructions on how much different medicines to take, well, not medicine, but remedies. But we got through it all and feeling a lot better. So, moving right along, as you can see behind me, the headquarters of the Centre for the Destruction of Australia, that is the United Nations building in Canberra, where the Liberal Labour Cartel, Criminal Cartel Corporation, reside. That's their headquarters. They have nothing to do with the actual parliament of this country. So let me share the screen. Let me see where I'm at here. Bring up my little video, my PowerPoint. And this is our website, ourtrueaustralia.com. And what I would like you to do if you get time is go to ourtrueaustralia.com and have a look. She's been upgraded, and there is a lot of new information on there, including links to the videos of every prime minister since Hawke, I think. Oh, except Keating. Can't find Keating's. But anyway, they're all there swearing in and their unlawful oath to the Queen of Australia, and not even then it's to the land and its people. It's pathetic. It has no semblance or resemblance of law whatsoever. But it's all there for you to see. There's a lot of other documents too. There's law documents in there that'd be very interesting for you to have a bit of a browse at from time to time. And it will be upgraded again next week. So stay tuned. Our True Australia. This video is a warning to Australian landowners. Now, I've been on this for a long, long, long time, as you well know. All privately held land in Australia has been stolen by the Liberal Party, the Labor Party, and other minor parties with the assistance of the banks. All are corporate entities. So the CEOs of every major bank, CommBank, NAB, ANZ, they're all Westpac. They're all just criminals. Why? Because they conspired to steal your land. And land ownership is the foundation of freedom. Without land ownership, you are a serf. You are at the mercy of the owner of the land. We go back to serfdom or communist China, if you like. They're both about the same. This is a an extract out of a FOI, and this was done some years back, as you can see. And we're looking for the existence of an instrument and/or document that provides for any entity to create, make, legislate, enact laws other than the Parliament of the Commonwealth, as per Section 1 of the Commonwealth Constitution Act, that states that the legislative power of the Commonwealth shall be vested in the Federal Parliament, which shall consist of the Queen, which is now the King, and not the King or Queen of Australia, not the fictitious entity, the King and Queen of England, a Senate, a House of Representatives, and which is hereinafter called the Parliament, or the Parliament of the Commonwealth. It is not by any other name. And anything that is by another name is not the Parliament and has no capacity to create, make, and legislate, enact laws. Now, you can read that other bit down there, but it's basically saying that that's the only way that a law can be enacted is through the Parliament or the Parliament of the Commonwealth, right? Nothing else works. Everything else is a fraud. So, the Parliament of Australia, what the hell is this thing? Look at that thing. It's big rat and a chook. All right. That's all that is. That is a corporate seal. That is a corporate logo. Has nothing to do with law in the Commonwealth of Australia. It is a corporate entity, and it has nothing to do with our Parliament of the Commonwealth. It is pure deception and fraud. And everybody in that big house of the United Nations in Canberra, sitting there under the terminology of the honourables, is committing the fraud. They are participating in the fraud, and they have stolen your land. This is the United Nations headquarters in Australia, housing the treasonous corporate cartel of Liberal and Labor. It's a body of corporations in there. You see, one of the giveaways is just for the shits and giggles, this flagpole. The flagpole does not touch the ground, and therefore it doesn't exist. It has no representation for a start. All right, that's just something that's in plain sight. Now, land titles. Here's a copy of an old title, and where I've got it underlined there, it says proprietors of an estate in fee simple. In fee simple. You got it? In fee simple. So it's very important because the word in connects the estate to the type. Without the word in, there is no connection. Let's have a look. Here is a copy of a example of a land's title that you get today out of South Australia. Now, there's a couple of interesting things here. They've still got the UK symbol up here under the Real Property Act, and they've still got the UK symbol over here. Now, it's interesting, in Hill versus Sue in the High Court some years back, the fraudulent High Court and the fraudulent criminal judges in the High Court ruled that the United Kingdom is a foreign country, and yet here is their symbols. Isn't that interesting? More about that a bit later, perhaps. But we come down to here where it says estate type, and then it says fee simple. Now, this is the deception. There is no connection between estate type and fee simple because the word in has been removed on purpose by these thieving bunch of bastards. They're called lawyers. They're called politicians. They're called banks. Because they have removed the word in fee simple, what this actually means for you've gone and spent your hard-earned money buying property, putting a house on it, doing all that sort of stuff. You think you own that bit of land because the word in is not there, nothing is connected to the other. So the estate type is not connected to fee simple. But the other side of that is, that means it is not a willable asset. You can't will it to anybody. So you think you might hold property, and so you're going to leave it to your children or whomever. No, you can't. Why? Because the honourable supposed government, which is not a government, you've got to understand this, these are corporations that have usurped the Commonwealth. They have now taken away your asset that you have paid for, and they've taken it from your family. Are you angry yet? And let me explain something, Mr. Policeman. They did it to you too, and you're there enforcing their laws. You must be some sort of very special fool. Oh, and Mr. Public Servant, Mrs. Public Servant, you're in there working with them, and they've taken your property too. And you are the ones supporting this criminal activity. Oh, and Mr. and Mrs. Person in the Australian military, Air Force, Navy, they've done it to you too, and they'll have you defend them. Oh, Australian Federal Police officers, they've done it to you too. Oh, You work for ASIO? You fool. They've done it to you too. They've stolen your land. You've spent a fortune and you don't own it. And you're supporting them. You're the ones backing them up. Golly, I wonder what it feels like to be that foolish. Anyway, moving right along. So it is pure deception. The other side of this whole argument is this, that over 60% of the land mass is now under native title. Now, keep in mind that the native descendants make up less than 3% of the population, and they hold 60% of the land mass. But you can't prove ownership on your title. I wonder where this is going. And it's 60% at the moment and growing. And you sit there silent, you're not marching in the streets. They've stolen your land. And without land ownership, there can be no freedom. Get your head around it. After paying a fortune for your land, you have no lawful proof of ownership because they took that word out in fee simple. In fee simple. And you sit there and go, oh, I should be right, mate. Did you watch the Olympics? Oh, the footy finals are coming up. Oh, who's going to win the grand final? Oh, gee, George, I don't know. Ralph, what's going on? They've stolen your whole bloody country out from under you. And you just sit there? Really? Maybe worried about that. So the bottom end of the day here is we must never trust this corporate cartel ever again for anything. Absolutely anything. They'll pull an election soon. They want us to vote for them. What? So as they can shaft us again? This is a process of what I call bohicka. Every aspect, state and federal, public service, local government, whatever you want to call them, this is bohicka rule. It is rule by bohicka. And you go, well, Tim, I never heard of bohicka. Oh, you've heard of it, all right, and it happens to you every day. You just haven't identified it. Bohicka. Bend over. Here it comes again. By every aspect of these dishonorable, thieving scum that rip you off every day of your life. So, you see, what happens now is I'm not just complaining about this, I'm not just whinging about it. We're going to put something in play that might just wake them up a little bit. The criminals, the people who've been stolen from, the people who have been had their hard-earned money ripped out from under them in the form of a land grab. Oh, and by the way, you do know that nowhere in the Australian Taxation Act is the Australian Taxation Office mentioned. The ATO is not mentioned in the Act. You did know that, don't you? Oh, you didn't know that? Well, stick around, you'll learn some more stuff later on. So let's go. Let's make these people cringe a little. And Mr. ASIO and everybody else who wants to call us sovereign citizens, no, we're not sovereign citizens, you morons. You can't be a sovereign citizen. A sovereign is supreme and a citizen is a servant. Learn the English language for God's sake. And you journalists, fair dinkum. You will sit there and defend the criminality to the nth degree because you went through the communist universities and you think everything left is the correct way and everything right is evil. You've got it wrong. You've absolutely got it wrong. You only got to look at scripture for that. But anyway, we won't go there right now. So, my name is Tim Dwyer. I do live in South Australia and I do love this country and I do want you people to wake up. I do. Really hope that you get some courage. You stand up. Come on. We're better than this, aren't we? Of course we are. See you soon.